I remember when the Dead actually sandwiched something in the Cassidy Jam. It was Uncle John's band.
That's fucking
that?
Sick.
In 93.
That's sick.
You know what show I'm talking about?
There's only one of those, yeah.
That's sick.
Like they did that once. It's like they jamming on the Cassidy seemed like forever, and then all of a sudden they go into this Uncle John's band.
Yeah.
They're like, they never finished Cassidy.
And then after Uncle John's band, they went
really
back
good
into
Uncle
fire.
John's with a big solid Uncle John's
jam
and everything at the end of it.
Yeah.
And then they somehow segued that back into the Cassidy jam.
Fire.
Jammed out on the Cassidy again for a while and then finished Cassidy.
Dummy hot.
And that was what? That was the end of the first set.
Fire.
That was in 93. And that was, for the Dead, that was pretty outrageous and unexpected. But that was what was cool about sandwiches.
Dude, the Wrigley shows were one big sandwich because they opened set one Friday night with playing in the band.
And then
at the end of set two on Saturday night, they broke out the Play and Reprise as the second part of a three-part encore.
And both of them had big jams in them, right?
Gas. Well, no, the Play and Reprise was just the Play and Reprise. It was short. It didn't have a big jam. But after, so the encore was Broke Down Palace, and then they did the Play and Reprise. And then after the Play and Reprise, they did one more Saturday night.
Cool.
That was Saturday
night. Wish I could have been there.
Friday night was sick. Saturday, I was watching the stream out at Gratom. It was hot. It was good shit. They did a Help Slip Frank. Fire.
Scattered like lost words, went to the store.
Lyrics.